Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridlewood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
6:55 at 580 CFRA, Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us with a look at health headlines. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
New study saying 10 minutes of exercise gives you an hour of benefit.
Well, this is a beginning of a new area of study looking at the metabolic changes that occur in our bodies as a direct result of exercise being conducted at various centers, including this one at the Massachusetts General and Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard. They looked at 70 healthy people and they put them on a treadmill, and they found 20 different metabolites or chemical compounds in the body that changed during the exercise. So again, the question becomes, what do these particular metabolites do and how are they providing a benefit to a person when they're exercising? And what they found is that some of these, after you stopped exercising, and depending on the level of fitness for these people, they found that some of these things were responsible for example, breaking down fat faster. So when they looked at, out of those 70, 25 Boston Marathon runners, they had tenfold increases in a metabolite that appeared to burn more fat compared to people who are less fit. That was, for example, people who are more short of breath after exercising or people who just weren't fit at all. And there seemed to be a linear relationship with that. This is just the beginning of things. That what they're trying to understand is how these metabolites change, what effect they have on physiology, for example, controlling blood sugar, effect on heart health. And in fact, they found one particular compound called carnitine that, and this was done in a mouse model in diabetic animals, and when they fed them this particular compound, which they found increased during exercise, it helped control their blood sugar a bit more. The idea behind this is not to develop medications per se to substitute for exercise, but rather understand the complex relationship between all the changes that occur to understand how disease processes work and perhaps how exercise fits into this in a better way to sort of prescribe a specific form of exercise that might be helpful to combat some of the diseases that we're seeing today.
Mm.